Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Afrida Love, and our segment is Physical Fitness versus Cancer, Who Will Be the Champion? And before we begin, we're going to pray, and then we will have a scripture. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for just being with us and just for keeping us today, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your will. We thank you for the things that you have opened our eyes to, Lord. We thank you for who you are, Lord. We thank you for continuing to help the ministries, careers, families, friends. Lord, we just thank you for each aspect of our lives because we don't take anything for granted, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the Love Lift Jesus Up Show. We're asking you to continue to would you continue to just help us to be the individuals that you would have us to be, Heavenly Father, and would you just continue to lead us in the right path and just help us to be the individuals that you would have us to be, and would you continue to help us to move forward and not backwards, Heavenly Father. And we're asking you and we're thanking you for each great thing that you have bestowed upon us. I'm asking you that you crown my head with wisdom, Heavenly Father, where I may be able to give something back to the community, give knowledge back to the community, give information back to the community, where we may be able to live healthier lives so that we can enjoy the pleasures and the fat of the land. Now, Lord, we're asking you, would you anoint this show, Heavenly Father, and help it to reach individuals, Heavenly Father, who you have willed for it to reach. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And I want to apologize in advance. Many times before I start the show, I'm in deep meditation, but I'm also surfing the Internet and checking emails and responding. And many times, just like it just did right now, we have some interruptions that come on, so I'm going to try to turn this off. But the interruptions do not hinder the word of God nor God's work. So we're going to move through this, and I'm going to see where this is coming from, because actually I have no idea where it's coming from. And so I'm going to turn off or try to turn off everything. And if we have more interruptions, that's still fine. We have to be able to be flexible. But I really do not like the interruptions. Okay, so here we go. Praise the Lord. We thank God that we're even able to hear the interruptions. Okay, so we have prayed, and now we're going to scripture. The scripture is, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." That's 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. And so I would like for you to look up 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17 and read it in your leisure, and be sure that we understand that Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back to receive the people of God. And we're not saying that the world is going to end or the earth is going to end, but what we're saying is we have to prepare now for the return of Jesus Christ. Okay, today is a very special segment. If you notice, I talk a lot about cancer, because cancer is one of the number one deadly illnesses or diseases on this land or in this land, and it affects a lot of people. It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, as I told you before, my niece, who was only 10 years old at the time, was diagnosed with cancer. And so I'm a big advocate of supporting the St. Jude's Hospital. I encourage every person who is listening to look up the St. Jude Hospital and support them, because they do a lot for the youth and the kids. I'm real big on students. I'm real big on the kids, also the adults as well, but I really function in the, like the hospitals working with the kids, and St. Jude's has done a marvelous job. Also, hospice groups, be sure to look into that, so that, you know, if you're at work and someone asks what charity do we want to give our time or our monies to, be sure to support our cancer institution. Susan G. Coleman, she does a lot. You know, that organization does a lot. They have races and runs that people pay money to run so that we can raise money for different things that's going on with individuals who has been diagnosed with cancer or have cancer. So just be sure to look up some cancer agencies, and whichever one you select to spend your time or money on, that's, you know, your choice. But today we're talking about cancer versus physical fitness. And in this, I want to share with you some research concerning physical fitness. And I know that this seems redundant, but it's actually not, because it's new information, and it needs to be reinforced as much as possible, because exercise is directly linked to cancer and the prevention of it. So if we can get people to start moving and get people to start going places and doing things and working their heart and working their legs and working their arms and all of that, then we can prevent some of this cancer. This research actually came from the National Cancer Institute, and the research was comparing physical activity with the cancer and the different risks. And the first thing we need to know is, what is physical activity? And physical activity is any bodily movement produced by our muscles, such as movement that results in the expenditure of energy. For instance, if you are at work and you're walking, okay, you're walking the whole building. We're not just talking about walking from your desk to an office beside you. We're talking about walking from your desk around the building or around the school. That is expending your energy, and so therefore that's part of physical activity. Now, some people do it intentional and some do it unintentional. For instance, if you work at a hospital with patients, you know, you have to sometimes lift the patients, you have to sometimes walk down to get their medicine. That's unintentional physical activity. Intentional is, okay, I'm going to the gym, I'm going to run so many miles, or I'm going to the gym, I'm going to lift weights. That's intentional. But we want to make sure that we're balancing our intentional with our unintentional, because physical activity is really, really big as far as helping to reduce cancer and things like that. So how is this physical activity related to health? And I'm going to go ahead and go over this because, like I said, I have some people who are just now starting to be healthy, who are just now recognizing that health is essential. And so I'm going to go over this, and even though you know it, pretend like you don't. Just listen to it and say, okay, I already know that. Or you can listen to it and say, okay, I've learned some new information. So first of all, with physical activity, it helps to control weight, of course. And we know that the more you work out, the more in shape you are. What happens is, when we don't work out, is that we begin to have this fat buildup. And I'm not going to go into the technical terms. All you need to know is we need to do some type of exercise daily to help control our weight. If we do not exercise, what you need to know is that you have fat, and the fat is going to build up around your heart. The fat is going to build up around your legs, and the fat can build up in your arms. And many times, if there's too much fat, you know, or if something, many times if there's too much fat, then it prevents you from being able to be physically active, and it also produces a lot of health risk as well. Maintaining healthy bones, muscles, and joints. You know, the more we use our muscles and bones and joints, the better we are. You know, the flexibility. You know, arthritis sets in when we don't use our muscles like we're supposed to. Osteoporosis sets in when we don't use our muscles like we're supposed to. So we need to make sure that we're maintaining healthy bones and joints by continuously working out and being healthy. Also drinking milk. Milk is also healthy for you as well. Many people say, well, I drink sodas or I drink tea or I drink lemonade with my meal. But sometimes try to drink some milk. Milk is very essential. Milk helps you helps your muscles and bones, as you already know. But try to drink some milk because we need that calcium. Reducing the risk of developing high blood pressure and diabetes. And I had said this before. A lot of people say, well, high blood pressure run in my family or diabetes run in my family. And that may be true. But their exercising also helps decrease that risk. You're at a higher risk when you do not, or when we choose not to exercise and when we choose not to stay healthy or remain healthy. And a lot of people say, well, I don't want to go to the gym and I don't want to, you know, run 2 miles. You don't have to run. Walking is just as good. Matter of fact, walking may be a little bit better because you're not pounding so much on your knees. And, you know, when you get older, you'll have knee problems. So reducing the risk of developing high blood pressure and diabetes by exercising, you can walk. You know, you don't have to run. Promoting psychological well-being. Exercise is a stress reducer. You release a lot of things in exercise. It helps ease your mind. It helps relieve a lot of stress. A lot of people do a lot of things to relieve stress, but exercise is in that category of relieving stress. And all I can tell you is try exercising and see how you feel afterwards. It's kind of like when you're running and you get that second wind. You get that. You have to experience it, you know, when you're running and you're going full speed, and then you all of a sudden you get that second wind, and it's like, it feels so good. So it's just like exercise. When you finish, I mean, while you're doing it, while you're exercising, it's like, oh, my gosh. But when you finish, you feel so much better. You really do. Reduce the risk of death from heart disease. And as I said, the whole goal is to prevent fat from accumulating around your heart. That's why it's so important to exercise. And I'm not going to, while the Lord gave me this, I'm going to say it. And I'm not bashing surgeries at all, by no means, because people do what they have to do. It's your business, whatever you do. But I want you to know this. Exercise prevents the fat from around your heart. When you get the surgery, okay, for your heart, it is a temporary fix, okay? So if you select to get the surgery, whatever surgery you select to get to lose weight, you also want to make sure that you're exercising as well, okay? Make sure you're exercising as well. I'm not knocking the surgeries at all because I really haven't performed a lot of research on the surgeries. I've heard some good things about the surgeries, but I'm saying in addition to the surgeries, you want to make sure you're exercising as well because we're still working on our heart. And just because, you know, we've lost 50, 60 pounds and we're down to a great shape, a great size, does not mean that our heart is healthy. So it's very important when you're looking at these different surgeries that we keep in mind that we must ensure that we're also taking care of our hearts. Okay. Reducing the risk of premature death. As I said, our days are numbered, and we're all well aware of that. Our days are numbered, but we want to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves while we're here on earth. We want to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves while we're here on earth. Okay. Also, how much physical activity do adults need? According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and you can look this up, we need to engage in moderate intensity physical activity for at least 30 minutes or 5 or more days a week. A lot of people rest on the Sabbath day, and that is totally fine. So you need to at least engage in activity for 30 minutes or 20 minutes for 3 or more days per week. 3 or more days per week, 30 or 20. It's up to you. It's up to your body as long as you're moving. And what I like to see when I walk in a gym, what I like to see is people working. I love to see that. It just gives me an adrenaline rush because I say these people want to live. These people are in the gym. They're working out, and that's good. So 20 to 30 minutes and you don't have to do a Carl Lewis sprint or a Michael Johnson sprint. You do your thing. Whatever it is to get you in shape and to keep you here as long as we can, do it. You know, and that's why I have these Monday sessions with health and beauty and all this stuff. It's because the whole goal is to live longer, you know, and to take care of your body. Okay. What is the relationship between physical activity and colon cancer risk? Well, of course, as I said before, research in the United States have consistently found that adults who increase their physical activity, either in intensity, duration, or frequency, can reduce the risk of developing colon cancer by 30 to 40% as compared to those who live sedentary lives, regardless of the body mass index, okay? So basically what this is saying is if you are walking a mile, okay, and I want to be very clear when I say this, make sure that you're working up to your level. And I'm going to call it a level because I don't want to confuse anyone. Make sure you're up to your heart rate. Many people come to the gym and they'll put it on 1.0, the minimum, okay? That's fine if you're just now starting and if you may be overweight. But if you can, you want to make sure that you are working to your capacity, because it's just like you're not working at all. You know, if you're not working up to your capacity, and I don't mean putting the machine on 20, you know, on level 20. No. But you have to be able to exert some energy and you have to be able to work. So, and many people just come to the gym and talk. Well, you're not going to lose anything by just talking, okay? So when you go to the gym, work on intensity, duration, and frequency, okay? For instance, if you ran a mile, and I'm going to just say something, in 10 minutes for the past 6 months, then the next 6 months you need to try to run it in 8. I'm being realistic, in 8 minutes, okay? So you're going to work up to your level, but you're also increasing your intensity, duration, and frequency. Also, it's estimated that 30 to 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous physical activity is needed to protect against colon cancer. 30 to 60 minutes of moderate to vigorous. So it does not mean, this does not mean, and I don't want y'all to say, I freely love said go to the gym and just run, 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 run. No, I'm saying 30 to 60 minutes of purposeful working out, using your arms, cardio, things of that nature will help to reduce colon cancer or prevent colon cancer, okay? What is the relationship between physical activity and breast cancer? And I want to be very clear. Men can also get breast cancer, but not as much as women. But there have been men who, you know, also have breast cancer. So most studies indicate that physically active women and men have a lower risk of developing breast cancer than inactive men or women, okay? And because of physical activity. And this range from 20 to 80%, okay? They have a lower risk from 20 to 80%. So as we can see so far, physical activity is very beneficial to your body, very, very. And, yes, I'm promoting physical activity. I think people need to move. If you can move, God said, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let every person who can move, move, you know. You know, I see people come in wheelchairs and they're working out. I see people with one leg, one arm, they're working out. You know, if you can move, then let's move, okay? Although most evidence suggests that physical activity reduces breast cancer, there are high levels of moderate and vigorous physical activity during adolescence that also may reduce this. So basically what this research is saying is that if you have children, you need to get them active. You need to get them involved. Preferably, if they're, you know, middle school age, high school, we need to try to put them in some type of activity, some type of, it could be a soccer club. It could be, you know, on the basketball team, on the baseball team, the football team. We need to get these students active. There's a lot of students, of course, who take PE courses. And for some reason, when they get to high school, they become disengaged in, and we're going to talk about this too, in physical education for whatever reason. And so what I want to do is I want to write to a couple of people and get some things going for the high schoolers, because it's no longer cool to run around the gym and get all sweaty and hot. you know, it's no longer cool like it was in junior high and elementary. It's no longer cool to have to play volleyball, you know, in the, you know, in physical education. So we have to come up with some things that will attract these students, especially our older students, to wanting to even be active and participate. You know, we have to think about those students who do not want to play sports, or those students who really don't like PE. How can we get those students to enjoy PE? Some people are tech savvy. They like computers. So how can we incorporate technology in our PE classes, but also having these students move? We don't want them in PE sitting on the computer, you know, form programs or something like that. But we have to get everybody active and moving. That's the whole goal, is to get everyone active and moving. What else? Also, this may prevent tumors. This may prevent what else? Tumors. We already said colon cancer. What else? It also helps your immune system, the response. It improves it, you know. We talked about diabetics. We talked about this may help with lowering the levels of insulin and improving the immune system and assisting with weight maintenance to avoid a high body mass and excessive body fat. So we want to make sure that we are incorporating all of these principles, and I know we had a lot of interruptions, but that's okay. That will not happen often. We had a lot of interruptions, but we also know that with this research, the whole gist, if you didn't get anything else, is we need to get moving. Physical fitness is what's up now, and we need to get on the bandwagon, and we need to start moving. That includes from kids or students on up to adults. If you have breath in your body, you need to be moving. There is no excuse. A lot of people use the T word, time. I don't have any time. Yeah, you do. You know, just as sure as you're sitting here saying you don't have any time, you have time in order to save your life, you know, in order to work out. You have some time. So we have to start making time, you know, and we usually make time for things that we want to do. So we need to start making time for God, first of all, and making time for health, because it's very essential. It's very important. It doesn't mean that you have to be 36, 24, 36. No, but we need to be healthy. That's the whole point, is to be healthy and make sure our heart is healthy, because I want you guys around a long time listening to the show, all right, listening to the ministry and telling people about the ministry. So we have to make sure that we are healthy, in shape, and ready to minister to individuals, and we make sure that we give God everything that we have. Okay, I have a few announcements. Please continue to encourage your family and friends by telling them to tap on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Fashion Line, the Fashion Line, the Fashion Line is here. Fashionsbylove.com is here. Be sure to check it out. All right. Gospel artists, poets, authors, actors, actresses, coaches, and community leaders, please Facebook Alfreda Love. That's Alfreda Love or Freda Love. Or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the show. And I'm so excited today because I had a coach who I'm going to bring on the radio show. We actually play basketball together, and I would like for you guys to meet her. Her team is 12-0, and I would like for you to meet her. And I have a couple of other NFL coaches, and I have some high school coaches that I would like for you to meet, and I have some gospel artists, and I have some poets, authors. I have some community leaders who I would love for you to meet. As far as the newness on the program, you all know that Nanny is going to be on the show. She's coming in 2014. If you want to listen to a brief segment of hers, yeah, you can be sure to go to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, and the title is Nanny, and that should be probably the first or second show because it was just of recent. Be sure to continue to pray for your family, friends, and yourself As I said before, make sure that you make a list of individuals who you would like to pray for. Make sure that that list does not only contain your family, but go outside of your family and pray for some of your friends. And please, whatever you do, do not forget to pray for yourself. The next tally is to be sure to encourage yourself. There are a lot of great things going on this week, a lot of great people, a lot of great doors that are being opened. Make sure that you are encouraging yourself. Anything that weighs you down, anything that brings you down, anything that causes you to think something negative, you need to rid yourself of it quickly, and you need to call on the name of Jesus, because at that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord. And I want you to expect the best, live the best, and do your best all this week. And speaking of all this week, amen, I was on today speaking about cancer versus physical fitness. On Wednesday, we will have Miss Pineda, who will bring her music ministry. This will happen at 6 o'clock a.m., praise the Lord, 6 o'clock a.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. On Saturday, we will have Miss Sequoia. Amen. We will have Miss Sequoia, and on Sunday, we will have Elder Smith, who will come on the show. So we will have all of these individuals on the ministry, and he will bring the word and also tell you a little bit about his upcoming project, because he is an upcoming gospel artist. In the meantime, I will look to see what these distractions are on my computer, and I will correct that. But I thank you for being so patient and kind. It did not prevent anything. We always have to be you ready at all times, and we have to be able to bring the word in spite of. So therefore, if someone asks you what that big smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. In addition to that, I want you to be sure to tell at least 10 people about the blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Be sure to tell at least 10 people about blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. And the reason why I tell you that is because God is doing great things with this ministry. This is very much ordained by God. God gave me this vision a couple of months back, and I actually questioned myself and asked, you know, was this something God wanted me to do? And obviously it is, and God has been very good to me and to the guests who come on the show, blessing their ministries, and I ask God to continue to bless their ministries and their gifts. I want to tell you before I leave here, thank you so much for your listening support. I appreciate that. I see a couple of people on the line right now. Thank you so much, each one of you. Bless you and praise God. I want to say that I thank the gospel artists, and I thank just a whole bunch of community leaders who even take out time to stop by and just call in on the show and, you know, give their insight and share their gifts, because I know that everyone's schedule is hectic. Those individuals who we've had to reschedule, I am going to call you this week. So be ready for that. But be sure to tell 10 people about God, first of all, then tell them about the Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. Then turn them on to my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. It's ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Tell them about that page, because I post a lot of things concerning that. I post the revelation of God. As far as the Perfecting Your Walk guide, that is in the making. And when God finished with that guide, then I will present it to you. But right now we're working on the guide, and I just thank God for everything. So I'm going to say this one more time. If someone asks you what that smile is all about, you be sure to tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other, and we're going to work on these distractions on the ministry show. But thank you so much. Thank you so much. And be sure to tune in on Wednesday at 6 o'clock a.m. if you're up. If you're not, just know that it'll be recorded. Thank you so much, and have a blessed evening. Till next time, goodbye, everybody.